Hello and welcome to the Total Security podcast series brought to you by Bitdefender, the creator of one of the industry's fastest and most effective lines of internationally certified security software. Joining me today is Catalin Kasoy, Senior Anti-Spam Researcher for Bitdefender. Catalin, thanks for taking some time to talk with me.
As always, thank you for having me.
Today, let's take a look at cloud computing or cloud technology. We've been hearing the term more and more each day with this or that functioning happening in the cloud. But what does that really mean?
Well, that's a very good question and a very good place to start. Cloud technology, or cloud computing, is the kind of technology that takes care of itself. And by this, I mean that the end user, that can be a company or individual, depending on the application, doesn't have to worry about upgrading, upskilling, or even hardware support. Everything is taken care of by the service provider.
Maybe the best way to explain it would be to use a real-world example. Could you give us some examples of cloud computing that our listeners could relate to?
Yeah, I can. Probably one of the best examples is eBay, because thousands of items get sold on eBay on a daily basis. For people to sell them in a traditional brick-and-mortar way, they would have to open up a store that requires renting a space, buying furniture, spending many hours in there, and waiting for customers to come and consider buying the item. This is a very expensive endeavor, especially if you only have a couple of items to sell or don't sell items all the time. All these expenses can be avoided, however, by using the service provided by eBay. This whole thing happens in the cloud. It allows its users to log in and place the selling or buying requests. Everything else just happens. That's the basic principle of the cloud. It is up there somewhere, always ready and available. Users have just to plug in and they can conduct their business. Nobody actually cares how it works or the operating system or how many computers are needed to drive the service. They just want easy access that is safe and secure. Examples of in the cloud are Facebook, Google applications, Skype, or even Salesforce.com.
So many people are using this cloud technology and they don't even realize it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Interesting. So what are the advantages to using cloud technology?
Well, there are many advantages of using cloud technology. Probably the most notable of them is cost reduction. Cloud technology is paid like a service, only when the client uses it or based on a monthly subscription. So instead of buying a whole data server to store your files, for example, you only rent some hard drive space on already existing servers. Another advantage could be sustainability, since resources are utilized more efficiently, which among other things reduces energy consumption, because instead of two computers doing less, we have one computer doing more. Cloud technology is also highly automated. Companies no longer have to hire skilled IT personnel to manage their servers or applications. Other advantages include an increase in mobility, since customers can access information wherever they are, instead of having to sit at their desk, as well as scalability, since the service providers will do everything possible to fit their clients' needs.
So with all of these advantages, what are things that prevent people and companies from using cloud technology?
People tend to worry about their data submitted to services such as Google Documents or Bitdefender Online Backup, because they are not certain of the security measures taken to ensure their integrity. This happens because they generally choose services without thoroughly reading the privacy and policy statement that describes these conditions in detail.
What should people and companies be looking for in these statements?
Well, there are many things that you can check. The following terms should be researched in detail before considering any cloud service. For example, you should check user access, which means who has access to the data, under what form, and how is the hiring of such personnel performed. Regulatory compliance, which is security certifications and or external audits, are beneficial to the overall security status. Data recovery, what happens in case of disaster? Do they offer complete restoration, and how long does it take? In practice, you can only assess this by experimenting. Asking to get back all data will show the client how long it takes and if the recovery is actually accurate. Encryption, make sure all stages of data submission are encrypted and that the encryption algorithms were designed and tested by experienced professionals. And you should also check long-term viability. How will data be returned in case the company goes out of business, for example?
Are there any other security concerns with cloud technology that people and companies should be aware of?
There are two security components besides the server-side implications that should be considered. One of them is the transaction between the client and a server, which mostly is secured easily in sensitive situations. The other is the client's computer itself. This is a task to be reconnoitered.
And what does Bitdefender offer for users of cloud technology?
Bitdefender has developed a very lightweight malware scanner that runs from the client's browser, scans all the running processes, and reports whether the files are infected or not. Installing complex antivirus applications becomes redundant unless you want a very high level of protection. This is called QuickScan, and Bitdefender offers the product free of charge as a browser plugin for Firefox and Internet Explorer, or as a debug executable since it's still in a beta phase. The scanning and detection process happens in several stages. First, the QuickScan module detects all running processes, even hidden ones, and creates hashes for the associated files. Then the hashes are sent to the Bitdefender server for comparison. If the hashes don't match the stored values in the Bitdefender database, the file is probably infected. Then the QuickScan module will upload the file to the server, where it will be scanned with the Bitdefender engines, and if the engines return a clean code, the file hash is added to the database. If the engines return an infected code, the user will be notified about the infection at the end of the scan. The best thing about it, everything happens in the cloud.
This is all great information to keep in mind when using cloud technology. Catalin Kasoy, Bitdefender Senior Anti-Spam Researcher. Catalin, thanks again for taking some time to inform our listeners about cloud technology, security, and what Bitdefender has to offer.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Listeners, thank you for downloading and listening to the Total Security Podcast Series brought to you by Bitdefender. For more information, please visit us on the web at www.bitdefender.com.